The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This ride is just insane! Woo! We're gonna go 165 feet in the air. We're gonna drop down 180 feet, like an 85 degree angle. You ready?
I hate you.
And now we're going into an Immelmann maneuver!
An enema?
I don't know, an enema?
An enema maneuver. I had that last week, actually.
Coast in the country. Marcus LeShock.
From WGN-TV Studios in Chicago, this is Coastin' the Country. I am Marcus LeShock. I want to welcome all of you to episode 11 of the podcast. So, man, it's been a little bit of a delay. I've been off for maybe 3.5 weeks or something like that. A lot of stuff's been going on. I've been traveling all over the place. I've been working a lot at work, anchoring the news and, you know, my real job that I have to do. And I've been away far too long from the podcast. So I'm sorry about that. I hope y'all are having a great summer as you're listening to this. It is August of 2019. Who knows when people are listening to this, but this week is we're getting into amusement park, theme park announcement season. And this week we had a very big announcement from one of my absolute favorite places. Talking about Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri. Silver Dollar City is a very special place for me because it's really the place where all of this that you're listening to right now, what you see on the television, this Coast in the Country brand that I've sort of dreamed up and brainstormed up, started with a trip to Silver Dollar City. Without getting too long, I was, I did a couple things. I was always a big roller coaster and theme park fan, obviously. But it was right around the time when there was a roller coaster opening in my backyard at Six Flags Great America, and I was there, and I had run into some enthusiasts who told me, man, this crazy ride's opening down in Missouri called Outlaw Run, which was the first ride from a company called Rocky Mountain Construction, which if you are a theme park fan, you know all about RMC and Rocky Mountain Construction and the work that they do with wooden roller coasters. And how they take them to just impossible degrees and what they do. And they were building their first standalone coaster down at this park called Silver Dollar City. So I went to my news director and I said, you know, what would you think of me getting in the car, driving down to this place, blogging along the way about places that people can stop, put together some stories for television, make this whole digital thing out of it. And to his credit, Greg Caputo said, yeah, try it. Try it and see what happens and see where it goes. And so we did it. He really liked what happened on the web and the traffic that it got, and people were interested, and we had a lot of fun. It was a really unique ride if you've been down there, been on Outlaw Run. And so from there, I just kind of did a few things, and this segment kind of grew from that. And it's thanks to all of you who watch and all of you who listen to this and who click on the articles online. And that's what really keeps this going, and it means a lot to me because I love this stuff. I do it for me because this is real. This my obsession with amusement parks and roller coasters and everything is real. And so anyway, that's a long story. But that's why Silver Dollar City's always been special to me, and it is a really unique park that it's really special, and today I actually have a special guest, the president general manager of Silver Dollar City, Brad Thomas, going to join me on the phone and talk all about that and all about their history. But it's a unique spot because what I love about it is how family-focused they are. It's a Hershen Family Entertainment theme park, and they also own Dollywood with Dolly Parton in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. So both of those parks, you know, are very centered around bringing families together. They want families to go to their park, Silver Dollar City, in the Ozark Mountains in southern Missouri, Branson, Missouri, and they want people to be transported back to the 1880s, and they want families to go there and connect and feel good when they leave. Everything is centered around families having a good experience and bringing families together, from just the entertainment that's there, the atmosphere that's there, the positivity that comes from the employees there, the food that they offer that's very family friendly and family portioned and all that stuff. And just the theming behind all of the attractions too has a really redeeming quality to it all. It's stuff that you go there with your kids and you're like, all right, feel good. I feel good when I leave Silver Dollar City, and I feel like I had a great day. Plus, you get a tremendous workout because you're walking up some gigantic hills all throughout the place. So they made a big announcement this week. They're investing yet another major investment in the park, $30 million. $20 million of it is this new raft ride called Mystic River Falls. If you go to the WGN News YouTube account, you can see the video that they put together of that. I recommend you watch that video before you listen to my interview with Brad if you haven't seen it yet, because we did talk about the theming and the video production behind their announcements and everything that they do. So I recommend you go there and do that. And also WGNTV.com/Coastin has all the information about this new attraction. It's a raft ride, you know, where you sit in a raft. You've seen these at other parks, the rapid rides where you're all facing each other in a big raft looking at each other and going throughout this river. But this one's 5.5 minutes long. It's going to be a half a mile long. You go up this 80-foot vertical tower at one point, and then you go in a river that's like 60 feet in the air before you come down this 45-foot drop that they're stressing is a family-friendly drop, so it's not going to be the super steep, crazy thing. But still, it's going to be exciting coming down 45 feet on that really long drop, which they say is the tallest drop in the Western Hemisphere for a raft ride. But it's all part of this river town that they're building with a new barbecue restaurant and this themed area, all themed around their Marvel Cave, which is at the center of this park. So why don't I just go ahead and bring in the president and general manager of Silver Dollar City. Once again, his name is Brad Thomas. Was nice enough to join me for about 20 minutes or so in a very, very busy couple of days for Silver Dollar City, and talk about everything that the theme park offers and just what they are doing with this new section called Rivertown.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Mr. President, how are you?
I am great. We made a significant announcement this week, just talking about Silver Dollar City's Diamond Jubilee year, the big announcement about our Pumpkin Nights that begins this September 25th, runs through October 26th, our all-new 80-foot-tall Christmas tree that opens this year for our Christmas event that starts on November the 2nd, and then next year's Mystic River Falls. Cumulatively, all of those announcements add up to $30 million in added investment at Silver Dollar City.
It's just, it was really amazing to hear that level of investment. And for some people, I've been to Silver Dollar City quite a few times now, and there's still some people maybe in the Chicago area or where we're at, or people listening to this from all over the country, who maybe haven't been there before, and it's really a unique, special place. And I just wonder, how do you describe it? Like, how do you describe how Silver Dollar City fits into the overall amusement park, theme park world?
You know, we are a theme park, and I think because of that theme, the experience is different than many other parks around the country. The theme is an 1880s immersive experience. In that 1880s, we take some liberties. We have air conditioning in our buildings, and we have shows with high-tech lighting. And obviously at Christmas time, when we're lighting every board of every single building with LED lights, we're using state-of-the-art technology. But overall, the theme and the charm of the experience is an 1880s immersive experience. And that 1880s was really modeled after a mining town that existed on top of Marble Cave, which is underneath Silver Dollar City. And that town existed in the 1880s. And so the early roots of Silver Dollar City really led the Hirshans to model a town after that 1880s mining village. And from that, from those roots, this park emerged. And we'll be celebrating our 60th anniversary next year, all consistently with that 1880s theme. So there's an 1880s theme. We also are the home of American craftsmanship. And in 2010, there was a congressional resolution proclaiming Silver Dollar City as the home of American craftsmanship. We're home to incredibly entertaining shows. Those change out by time of the year. The shows are a significant draw for visitors, and our festivals that change out by time of the year. Then add to that core base of experience rides for the littlest in your family all the way up to the highest thrill seekers in your family. And that, my friend, is really what makes up Silver Dollar City. We recognize that in order to get individuals to visit us from Chicago or from Houston, Texas, or wherever, we have to do things that are different than you'll find other places. And so when we make our announcements, we try to find those novel and unique attributes that make what we're announcing something that is so significant that a family or an adult couple will want to visit this place. And those announcements that we've made this week fit into each of those categories. They're novel, they're unique, and if you like the feel and the sound of those attributes, those attractions, then you have to come to Silver Dollar City to see it.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Marvel Cave, and with everything, you know, I've been down there to do. I was there when Outlaw Run opened, the roller coaster, Rocky Mountain Construction's first standalone coaster goes upside down twice. This is an amazing coaster. You guys have some really great high thrill attractions there. But really, like you just mentioned, like it all started with that natural wonder, right? That Marvel Cave. And I love particularly with this announcement, I feel like you're tying into that still. The cave is still at the heart of what you guys do there. Even though it's been there forever, people have probably been down in it who have been to Silver Dollar City forever, but you guys haven't forgot that. And you notice or you make note that that's still kind of the heart of your theme park. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, at Marvel Cave really started Silver Dollar City, but Marvel Cave also started Hirshan Family Entertainment. And as you know, and many remember, the Hirshan family founded Silver Dollar City and also owns Hirshan Family Entertainment, which is now the nation's largest privately held theme park company. But it all, the company, Silver Dollar City, everything started with this cave. And you know, when you say the word cave, a lot of folks think of an experience where you're on your hands and your knees and you're crawling. Marble Cave it's just significantly different than that type of an experience. When you walk into the cathedral room, which is the tallest room of the cavern, your most guests are just overwhelmed by the scope and the size of this room. The cathedral room is almost tall enough that the Statue of Liberty could stand up inside the cathedral room. So it's this grand entrance to the cavern. The cave itself is a 55-minute walking tour, and no matter what the temperature outside, whether it's 0 degrees outside or 110 outside, the cave itself is 65 degrees because you are underneath the ground. And it provides a great experience for our guests of today, but it also gives Silver Dollar City a rich and unique storyline, because from that cave, you know, just imagine underneath where all of these roller coasters and all of the, these roots of Silver Dollar City, underneath us, 130 years ago, miners were like working, like a real working mine. And the story's just mind-boggling. Then in the 1890s, the Lynch family had purchased the remains of the mine and the surrounding land. And in the 1890s, when Branson was an incredibly rural type of community, the first paid visitors were going down into that cave. And then, of course, in the 1940s, the Hershon family residing in Chicago, Illinois, they discovered Branson. They discovered the Ozark Mountains on a vacation and then made this their destination for several years, where when it came vacation time, this is where they chose to visit and then ended up choosing to do life here.
It's an incredible story. And as you mentioned, it has a Chicago area connection with I just talked to Jack Hershon, right? And I talked to him at Dollywood when they opened Wildwood Grove, your sister park. And he was telling me all about his time in the Chicago area growing up and just what you said. And I thought that was really cool that we had that connection, us being in Chicago, kind of have that attachment to you guys and what you do. So I want to ask you about this river town that you guys are building. You mentioned the enormous investment you're making here, about $30 million that incorporates this new ride, but also this new themed area. Can you talk about just what's the idea behind this river town that you guys are building?
Well, inside of Marble Cave is a series of waterways, and one of those waterways was dubbed the name Mystic River. And for decades, inside of Marble Cave is a very factually based sign that no one has ever been able to get to the end of the Mystic River. It's deep, and Jack Hershon and divers have tried to get to the very end, the origin of the Mystic River that exists inside of Marble Cave, and no one ever reached the end. So the name Mystic River has literally mystified visitors and employees of Silver Dollar City for a very long time. So as we were looking at a new river attraction, we chose the name Mystic River to fall back on this mysterious waterway that's way underneath the ground here underneath of Silver Dollar City. And there was a gentleman back 100 years ago that journaled literally for years, Marcus, and he looked at every cavern, he looked at every waterway inside of Marble Cave, and he dubbed some waterfalls inside that cave. So our storyline really begins with the Mystic River in Marble Cave and the waterfalls inside of Marble Cave, and inside of our 60th Diamond Jubilee year, we thought it would be great to take the storyline into the roots of our very early days here. But the river experience itself is a half-mile long journey. The entire ride experience will be about 5 minutes. As riders are in these 8-passenger boats, they will experience all kinds of twists and turns and a fun, adventurous river ride in a very natural setting where we're bringing in significant numbers of rocks from the Ozark Mountains to layer into the channel so that the channel is embedded in this layer of rock, and then lots of trees in and around the area so that the river really does look fun and adventurous. And then after you've adventured for a little while on this roaring river, then the boat will go ascend on a lift 80 foot up.
Wow.
What makes this lift system so incredibly unique is that there are 4 lifts working at the same time to take the riders up those 80 feet. And the importance of the four lifts is just sheer capacity,
right,
so that the boats are moving and we're able to generate a lot of capacity on this ride, allowing the lines to move expeditiously. And then at the top of that lift, then the boat journeys through the channel that is suspended now 60 feet in the air. And then you reach the falls. And the falls are a very family-friendly 45-foot drop that is the tallest drop of a raft ride in the Western Hemisphere. And we are incredibly excited about the family fun. This is a family fun ride, but it has some thrill in it and a lot of adventure. What I know will happen is that families from all over America will ride this ride. They will laugh. They will splash. They will watch each other and point at each other, but they'll have an incredible ride experience as a family unit. And so that's Mystic River Falls. Adjacent to Mystic River Falls, we are building an all-new restaurant that we call Rivertown Smokehouse. Silver Dollar City is known for our unique and comfort food, and we've had barbecue for years. We actually have a smoker, a wood-powered smoker that slow smokes up to a ton of meat a day.
Wow.
And we take that meat and distribute in restaurants all over the streets of Silver Dollar City that serve our smoked meat products. But the Rivertown Smokehouse takes us even to a different level. We'll be smoking in the restaurant there. We will slow smoke all of those meats. And then we have unique sides. Our team has traveled around the country to some of the top barbecue restaurants around the country. I didn't get to that assignment, but they did. And they had a lot of fun and sacrificed for the sake of finding the best barbecue and sides that they could find and bring to Silver Dollar City. And so that opens in the spring. Mystic River Falls opens next summer. And this entire new area we're calling Rivertown here at Silver Dollar City will be in addition to all the other fun. And the theme of Rivertown is a town in celebration. And that is in tribute to our 60th anniversary. So as you walk into Rivertown, it will look like a town in celebration. And because we are a town in celebration, Silver Dollar City will celebrate the entire year of 2020 with lots of surprises, lots of fun, as we pay tribute to our 60 years of storytelling in a theme park kind of environment. But the roots of this park and of this company that go back far beyond those 60 years.
Wow. Yeah. So just going back really quick about the ride, this is a water ride, just so people know. How wet am I going to get on this thing? Am I going to get off and I'm going to be pretty wet, right, when I get off this ride?
This is a wet water ride.
Yeah.
That will absolutely take you on a river adventure, and that river is going to splash. Now, how wet you get determines on the weight of the boat and the distribution of that weight in the boat. So some riders will get off and they may have a few dots of water, and other riders may get off of the boat and have a lot more water. But this is a family adventure. We exist to bring families closer together. And the things that we offer, whether there be a thrill ride or they be an adventure ride or they be just a family fun ride, but all of our adventures are intended to bring a family closer together. And what happens in those 8-passenger round boats is, you know, we believe will be magical with bringing families closer together.
I am excited. So obviously with the water nature of this ride, that's why you're opening in the summer. And will you have, I assume as you get closer, you'll have more of a date in mind of when the ride might actually open, correct?
We absolutely will have. Construction has been underway now for 8 months, and construction. We've got a lot of work done, and you know, the interesting thing of construction at Silver Dollar City and in anywhere in the Ozarks is we are in the Ozarks, and the Ozarks are a mountain chain. There is nothing flat about the Ozarks. Equally, there's really no dirt in the Ozarks.
Yeah.
This is a rocky, tough terrain. So when we're building, when our team is building incredible attractions like Time Traveler or Outlaw Run, there's no question in the Ozarks whether you're going to hit rock. You will hit rock. And so every footing, every channel, everything that we do in a water ride or in a coaster is always a challenge, but our teams recognize the terrain and they know the terrain and they build accordingly. But that's why embedding a water channel inside of this pretty difficult terrain has a lot of unknowns to it. But we're 8 months in and the channel's starting to form, and you can see the construction site with all of the excitement there. And as we get that channel more and more developed, then we'll get more and more developed on our exact day that Mystic River Falls will open.
Excellent. And one more thing I want to ask you. I posted your video yesterday that you guys put together for this, and I received a few comments from people who have not been down to Silver Dollar City, and they're watching your announcement video, and they sent me comments or sent me, you know, private messages, and they were like, I think a lot of these people are used to seeing amusement park announcement videos where it's just an animation of a ride with a logo on it, where you guys put together like an entire almost feature film with a story behind what you announced. And you've done this, I know you did it with Time Traveler and you did it once again with this. And why is that important to you? I think it's so unique and so special that you guys do that, because you could easily not do that and just announce the ride and save a whole heck of a lot of money and time. But you invest that, the amount of resources and the production value in the storytelling of just the announcement of the attraction. Why is that so important to you guys at Silver Dollar City to do that?
Well, Silver Dollar City is a themed experience, and we love telling stories. We love adding rides and shows and festivals and attractions, but every time we do that, we always try to tell a story, because that ensures that what we're adding fits into the overall experience. And our goal in everything we add is that somehow that addition will feel natural for this place, that it doesn't stick out as a new shiny object in the middle of an 1880s theme park. So making sure that we have the right story, making sure we have the right theming, making sure we have the right color palette, those are all incredibly intricate decisions that our team we labor over every single one of those to ensure that the decisions are right and sound and make every addition feel seamless to the overall guest experience. Because our mission statement continues to be that we create memories worth repeating. And we want families to feel like they can come here and have such an incredible experience that they want to return time and time again. So I'm hopeful that folks that are listening to this will want to come ride Mystic River Falls. But once you do that, then you're going to see all about our renowned Christmas event that occurs every November and December, and you'll see why 6 million lights, Broadway shows, holiday light parade, an area of the park where every single square inch is illuminated. Now all of a sudden, Mystic River Falls may have introduced you to Silver Dollar City, but we have to come back to this place that's becoming the Christmas capital of the country. And not only will you come back that year, but hopefully we'll be on your radar for future excursions and future trips and on down the road.
Hey, I know your time is very valuable. Just really quick, if people do want to come down and check you guys out, where do you recommend they go to get all that information?
SilverDollarCity.com is our website. and we have a great app available in the App Store that is good for helping plan the trip, looking at the daily show schedule, looking at the map, looking at the rider requirements, looking at all of our different shops and our food offerings, so you can plan that day. But it's also good when you arrive at the city, then you can use that app to then journey through the park and enhance your experience. So SilverDollarCity.com, but then the Silver Dollar City app within the App Store to plan and then enhance your experience once you're here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I know this is a busy time for you guys with the announcement, and I cannot wait to come down there as soon as it's ready. I'm sure your people will give me the heads up, and I will get down there to get on that raft and see what this thing's all about. I'm excited.
That's awesome. And don't forget, we've got Pumpkins coming up September 25th to October 26th, a family experience, and then our all-new Christmas event that opens November the 2nd. Lots of fun at Silver Dollar City as we get ready to celebrate our 60th anniversary.
All right, so there you go. That big thanks once again to Mr. President, Brad Thomas, who has always been super nice to me every time that I've come down there, wanted to ask him all kinds of geeky questions about everything that they're doing at Silver Dollar City. And once again, I've had nothing but great experiences down there, just in the whole Branson area. I love the vibe that's down there. And the people at Silver Dollar City are great. If you are a theme park person, you like theming, you know, when you go to your parks, it is a place you need to go because it is special walking around there, not just for these big attractions, as he was saying, but also for the shows and just the little things. They have all kinds of things dedicated to craftsmanship where you can see blacksmiths at work, people glass blowing, and you just around every corner you see something that you can stop for a little while and check it out, and then you can move on. You can buy things. You don't have to buy things. You can just watch demonstrations of how they do it. It's really cool, and I feel like every time my kids have gone there, they've walked away learning about something from either that era or just about how things are made, which is cool. And I'll just be honest, I'm a big fan of the park and the rides they have there. Time Traveler, the spinning roller coaster is great. You can see my video on that at wgntv.com/coastin, as well as my report on Outlaw Run that's there. They've got a great kids area called Fireman's Landing. It really is a special place if you haven't been there before. So, yeah, go ahead and check that out, wgntv.com/coastin. Also, follow me on social media everywhere. I'm Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm just at Marcus Leshock. That's where you can see me. And we got so much coming up. We're going to be talking to the people from Kings Island about their big announcement. And as I mentioned on a previous podcast, I went to Universal Orlando, and I rode everything in the place. My first trip there in almost 30 years, since I was about 11 years old. So it was an incredible experience, and I'm taking a while to put that together because they got some announcements, I think, that are coming up. I want to get all their information, and then we'll do my ranking of every single ride at that place and all the good stuff that they're doing on there. So there's so much happening in the theme park world right now. We're going to have a lot of podcasts coming up. So don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and everywhere you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating, preferably a good rating, and a review. That would be great. I love seeing your reviews. And soon I'll do a mailbag episode again where I'll answer all of your questions and all that too. So I really appreciate all of you guys listening. This has been a ton of fun to do. I'm glad to be back. And once again, push down, pull up on your lap bars. I'm Marcus Leshock. Peace out.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.